It's time for Red Hill Saluki basketball action on 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, The Legend. Brought to you this season by Best Way Express, Jay's Hilltop Grill, People's State Bank, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI-TV 10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Larry Bobes Pizza, Casey State Bank, Rutgers Candy, and Leggett Lumber. And now for Red Hill Saluki basketball action.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Red Hill versus Edwards County Senior Night Action. I'm Ryan Seat alongside Rob McKinley. We will be bringing you tonight's action as the seniors bid their final adieu here on the gym floor. Rob, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing just fine.
It's going to be a great game. Edwards County, they brought a pretty good crowd. I mean, it's a pretty decent packed house, but, I mean, a little bit empty over there in the student section. It'd be nice to see it a little bit more packed over there. But
Hill has a pretty good-sized crowd. And the Edwards County Lions come in at 10-15. Red Hill 11-13. Red Hill will be out without the services tonight of 6'3" senior Andy Wells. Understand he was in an accident Sunday morning. I think he's in concussion protocol, so he won't be playing tonight. And his services Friday night are probably in question, even maybe next Monday. I don't know, but he'll be out without him. And looks like we're going to have just two officials tonight.
One
didn't show up. I mean, like somebody didn't show up. Tim Lisi's here, and I don't know who the other official is, but. So, Red Hill down one player, down one official.
We'll go ahead and look at some pregame stuff. Pregame tonight brought to you by Best Way Express. Call 833-BEST-WAY to get the keys to a new career today. Rob, what do you look forward into tonight's game, too?
Well, the thing about Edwards County's got a couple. They only have one senior in the whole roster. They've got a little bit of size. The inside game, staying out of foul trouble without Wells at 6'3", you put Manash in there at 6'4", but after that, there's not a lot of size going on after there. So I think you got to look to see. You're trying to stay out of foul trouble as much as you can. The bench is shorter. I think stay out of foul trouble, and that'll be one of the keys tonight.
Yeah, probably a lot of JV guys looking to get a lot of playing time tonight. And
probably like Landon Ray and Drake Allen, Connor McKinney, who've been pretty well much in the rotation, along with Mitchell Nash, who's basically come off the bench. So you still have about eight players you can go with.
Yeah, and for the Edwards County Lions, Cade Schnicker, I've watched him play a few times. I can't remember if it was basketball or football, but he's a good player. He really knows how to move around. Yeah. But Justin Wallace, him and Schnicker, they're both up there in size, so they're going to have to try and really shut them down inside.
And also Marty Schmittler, 6'2", junior. I mean, he had a brother that graduated last year that was about 6'5 or 6'6". That was a tough player inside, so that'll be the thing, trying to stay out of foul troubles and try to play solid defense and rebounding, which, I mean, you can say that every game, once you got to handle a basketball, you got to rebound, It's typical things. You can't turn it over. So that's the same MO for every game.
Yeah. And that's a look at tonight's pregame show brought to you by Best Way Express. Call 833-BEST-WAY to get the keys to a new career today. We'll send it back to the studio for some pregame commercials and be back to bring you Saluki basketball right here on The Legend.
Best Way Express has the keys to your new career. Call 833-BEST-WAY today. Home daily routes and paid holidays. Are you a Class A CDL driver looking for a home that will appreciate and respect you, all while making sure you get the money and home time you deserve? Or maybe you are fresh out of school and looking for an amazing career. Best Way Express is the company for you. Best Way Express has a great benefits package with paid vacation, paid holidays, and 401k. Call 833-BEST-WAY now to get the keys to your new career today.
Bo's Pizza can spouse up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source? Every day, We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
It starts with the common sense basics of money. Live within your means, save a percentage of your income, use credit wisely, keep your agreements. On this foundation, you can build financial success in any economy. Your savings grow, you build strong credit, your word is gold. It's a back-to-basics approach to financial matters. Common sense, simple, but very effective. People's State Bank. Member FDIC. It just makes sense.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located along James Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois, has added hot beverages and gourmet coffees to its array of beverages. Now you can enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americano, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas on the go. Flavor add-ins are available for any beverage on the Sip It menu. Enjoy the comfort of your toasty warm vehicle on a cold winter day and place your drive-thru order at Sip It Beverages and Bites, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, your locally owned and operated pharmacy, has been caring for Lawrence County residents for more than 30 years. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is the oldest continually operated pharmacy in our area. We're committed to providing the servicing care that you can only find from a locally owned community pharmacy. I'm pharmacist Ernie Rolls at Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. See us today in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Welcome back to Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend. I'm Ryan Seed alongside Rob McKinley bringing you the tonight's play-by. And we'll go ahead and get started off with the starting lineup for tonight, and I'll send that over to Rob.
Okay, for the Edwards County Lions, they are starting Tiger Clodfelter. He is a 5'8 senior, the only senior to sit on the roster. Cade Schnicker is a 6'2 junior. Justin Wallace, a 6'5 junior. Camden Cowger, a 6-foot sophomore. And Marty Schmittler, a 6'2 junior, coached by Russ Gerlach, and I believe their record is 10-15. They're a member of the Black Diamond Conference, longtime members of the LIC.
Yeah, and as we were talking before the game, they got a Tiger on the Lions squad.
Yes, they do.
Something.
We got to get a Tiger by the tail tonight, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Something good about every team that you can point out, too.
Yeah.
And as the Lions cheerleaders are doing their pregame routine for them, we will get set for the Red Hill starting five. It will look similar tonight, but a little different since we lost Andy Wells for a couple of games.
Right. Mitchell Nash, who has started a few times. So it just shortens your bench a lot with your size. But, you know, they can go with that and see what happens. Yeah, Chase Murray, a 5'11". Senior, this is senior night, so Mitchell might have started anyway, you know, as a senior.
Yeah.
Then Parker Havel starting a 5'11 junior. Drew Moore, a 5'11 junior. Corbin Shoulders, 5'11 senior. And Mitchell Nash, a 6'4 senior. So, like I said, on senior night, one of the juniors might not have started, you know, in place of that. So.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that we can't have Andy Wells out there playing on his senior night, last game on the home court.
Well,
but
Friday night they got a home game, too.
Yep, so.
But still, it's nice to have him.
But
concussion protocol, if that's what it is. You got to be very careful with that. That's a big subject in all sports. So.
But got most of the starting five out there tonight. Mitchell Nash still got some height in there. So he'll be able to shut the big boys down inside and hopefully keep them from scoring and running up the points.
Yep. And as blocking out and getting rebounds, too. So.
Oh, yeah. And as the Saluki cheerleaders leave the floor, our starting five for both squads will come to the floor, and it is almost tip-off time. It will be Mitchell Nash and Justin Wallace shaking it up inside there. 6-5 against 6-4, and here we go. Wallace gets the tip-off for the Lions, and we're off. Schnicker brings it up. Schnicker has it. That was
Clotfelter. Right, yep. They got black jerseys with red numbers. They're a little bit hard to see the numbers.
Schmeller drives lane, tipped away there by Murray. Shoulders, picks it up, quickly goes down the court. Fast break, goes up for a shot. Tipped away there, though. Comes away with it. Calgar gets it up to Schnicker. Schnicker getting it inside there to Wallace. Stolen away there by Havel. Havel up to Moore, and Moore gets the easy two bucket for the first points of the game. Couple of nice little fast breaks. Able to convert on one of them, though. It's hard to read those jerseys.
Yeah, it is.
It is. Calgar with the ball now. He's going to hand it off to Wallace. Wallace over to Schnicker. Schnicker is going to dribble left, go right. Guarded there by Parker Havel. Down into Wallace. Wallace with a spin move. Jump shot from five out. Good. 2-2 with 6:50 left to go as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. Shoulders goes baseline up to the top of the key to Murray. Murray down into Nash. Nash off the backboard, no good. Wallace gets the rebound quickly up to Schnicker. Schnicker guarded there by Havel. Fakes right, goes left. Dumps it down into Schmitter. Schmitter back out to Schnicker. Schnicker pulls up from way downtown and gets it to go. Schnicker with a long three. Havel brings it across the timeline for the Salukis. Goes right side to Murray. Murray down low to Nash. Nash goes up strong and gets it to go. 5-4, Lions up by one. Clodfelter brings the ball up the court. He's looking for somebody open. Salukis in a good man-to-man defense. Drives the lane. Stolen away there by Murray. He passes up to Moore. Moore breaks through the lane, puts up strong, and fouled on the play. No shot. We will be going to the line to shoot two here.
We've got Chase Murray at 5'11", guarding the 6'5", Wallace.
Foul goes against number 21, Cade Schnicker, his first, team's first. And the first free throw by Moore is in and out, no good. Tonight's game brought to you by People State Bank, your community bank. Moore, second shot, got it to go. 5-5 the score. Second tie-up of the game. Two lead changes. Clodfelter brings the ball up the court, passes left side to Schnicker, down low into Wallace. Wallace back into the corner to Clodfelter. Tries to go down low, and Murray yet again with another steal.
Stepping around a little bit quicker.
Murray has three steals on the night, drives baseline, backs it back out, but Schnicker pulls it away. He's going to quickly get it up court. Drives to the right side, puts up a layup, no good, but fouled on the shot. Schnicker will be going to the line to shoot two for the Lions.
Maybe in Parker Havel, I think. Yes, his first, team first.
5:28 left to go here in the first quarter. Schnicker at the line. He will be shooting two. His first one on the way. Got it to go. Some of tonight's in-game sponsors. Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, now offering full-time cardiology just a heartbeat away. Ambrall Federal Credit Union, helping you grow your finances. Schnicker's second shot on its way. Got them both. 7-5 in favor of the Lions. Moore brings the ball across the timeline. Dumps it off left side to Murray. Murray looking inside. Mitchell Nash flashing around the horn there to Moore. Moore drives the lane, puts up a shot, no good. Wallace comes crashing in for the rebound. He outlets the Schnicker, quickly getting it up to Schmitler. Schmitler almost double dribbled there, crowd looking for it. Gets it back up top to Schnicker. He gets a screen there by Schmitler, drives in the lane, and gets called for a carry.
That's five turnovers for Edwards County. On Friday night, Edwards County lost by three to Fairfield. I'm not sure where the game was played, but that was a three-point loss. It was a conference game, I think, for them.
Moore brings it up the court. It passes left side to Murray. Murray looking inside for the flashing Nash, but no good. Round to Havel to Moore. Moore gets it up top to shoulders, pump fakes, goes right side, hands it off to Moore, around the key to Murray from the three-point range, no good, off the mark. Ball is on the floor, Moore comes away with it, comes into the corner for a three, in and out, no good. Wallace comes away with the rebound, looking for an outlet, man. He brings it up himself. Ball loose, picked up by Schmittler, into the corner to Schnicker, drives baseline, back out top to Schmittler, eyes the three, doesn't want it, hands it off to Claude Filter, he drives the lane, no good. Havel gets the rebound, outlets the shoulders, he's looking up court, he's going to drive right side, out to Moore, around the horn to Murray. Murray gets it back up top to Moore, over to shoulders on the left side, he's going to drive the lane, back it out, almost lost control, and a foul call, or
foul call against Red Hill, down low someplace.
Is away from the ball. Yeah. It goes against Mitchell Nash. His first, team's second.
And the third turnover for Red Hill. Midway through this first quarter, Edwards County leads 7-5.
Claude Felter with going to be the ball handler tonight. Bringing the ball across the timeline against this Saluki man-to-man defense. Doing a little trickery out there. Hands it off to Wallace. Wallace down in the corner to Schnicker. Pump fakes. Guarded there by shoulders. Up top to Calgar, and he pulls down a three. Moore quickly gets the ball up court. He's going to back it back out, calling a play. Cross court there to Murray, into the corner to shoulders to answer back. No good off the rim. Schmittler comes in for the rebound, and a foul called. That foul is going to go against number five, Chase Murray, his first, team's third. 3:28 left to go in the first quarter. As we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard, lines up by 10-5 over the Salukis. Schnicker with the ball on the right side, passes up top to Wallace. Wallace over here to Calgar on the near side. Calgar back up top to Schnicker. Pulls up a long three, in and out, no good. Murray comes away with the rebound, passes up court to Havel. Havel's going to slow it down, come across the timeline, calling a play. Passes off right side to Murray. Down low into Nash, but tipped away. Calgar comes away with it. He's going to bring it up, pass it up to Claude Felter. Claude Felter guarded there by Havel. Havel trying to poke it away from him. Down to the right side to Calgar. Down and low into Wallace, and poked away, but a foul called.
Second foul on Chase Murray.
Looked like he poked it away there cleanly, but ref saw otherwise. So it will be Lion basketball underneath their own goal with 2:44 left to go in the first quarter. Calgar, the inbound man, gets it into Schnicker up top. Pump fakes against Drew Moore. Goes left side, tipped away, but got it back. Schmittler from the three-point range, got it to go.
And it was a foul also.
Looks like a double foul called. Ref was pointing at both Moore and Schnicker. Three-point ball went down.
This first one on Moore. And then I think it was on Schnicker. And that'll be, if that's on Schnicker, it'll be his second. It's Red Hill basketball because they had the possession arrow. But they counted the basket, so it's 13-5. Edwards County.
Moore will bring the ball up the court with 2:30 left to go. Moore's going to go right side, hands the ball off to shoulders. Shoulders left side to Murray. Murray drives baseline, shut down, gets it back up top to Havel. Almost lost it around court, off to shoulders, and rolls out of bounds as he lost control. Turnover, Salukis, it will be Lion basketball. And Coach Havel wants a break, so we'll take one with you. As we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard, 2:17 left to go in the first quarter. Lions lead it over the Salukis 13-5. We'll be back in 30 right here on The Legend.
At Citizens National Bank of Albion, our focus is on their future. We're proud to partner with others focused on teaching youth how to manage money through area financial literacy programs. Besides many sponsorships, our CMB volunteers work in Junior Achievement, the Real World, and CEO programs. We're even providing free charging stations for area college students to help make their study time easier.
Citizens National Bank of Albion. No better banking. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
You're listening to Saluki Basketball on The Legend. 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
County Lions 18, Red Hill Salukis 10. We're back right after this.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
Welcome back to Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend, where they are taking on the Edwards County Lions. The Lions currently leading 18-10 with the start of the second quarter. Salukis will start out with the basketball. Havel brings it across the timeline, passes off to Murray. Murray up top to Moore. Moore back to Murray. Across to Havel, pulls up for another three off the mark, no good. Moore comes away with the rebound, pulls up, jump shot from eight. Got it to go. Brings the lead down to six. Salukis trying to make a comeback here in the second quarter. Wallace with it up top. Tries to throw it down inside and tipped away there by Murray. Murray all over the court tonight.
It was just a little bit far for shoulders to get to before it went out of bounds.
So it'll be Lion basketball here in the near corner. Gets it inbounds to... it looked like Wallace, I suppose. Wallace with the ball now. Brings it up top. Tries to pass it off. Gets it over to Rotrammel. Rotrammel to Claude Felter. Claude Felter to Schmittler. Schmittler drives the left side. Puts up a shot. Got it to go. Ran into some traffic, and he went up strong. Havel brings the ball up court. Gets it down low. Left side to Murray. Murray looking for Nash. He's guarded inside there by Schmittler. Shoulders with it on the right side. Gets it to Nash on the elbow. Over to Moore on the left side. Got the 15-footer to go. Score is 20-14. Lead within six. 6:45 left to go as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. Claude Felter passes off to Calgary. Calgary looking inside. Passes over to Rotrammel. Rotrammel to Claude Felter. Pulls up for three. In and out, no good. Rebound comes away to Drew Moore. He's on the breakaway. He's going to pull up just inside the three-point line. Gets another one to fall. Moore with a quick 4 points here. Schmittler with the ball now. Passes back up top to Claude Felter. Claude Felter to Wallace. He's going to try and drive right. Shut down there by Moore. Back up top to Schmittler. Back and forth here. Wallace pulls up for three right in front of Moore there. And Lions head coach wants a timeout. We'll take one with you. The Best Way Express scoreboard, 6:05 left to go here in the first half. 23-16 in favor of the Lions. We're back in 30 seconds right here on The Legend.
Shopping for new shingles is the perfect opportunity to increase your home's curb appeal. Your roof can make up more than half of your home's exterior, so it should complement your home's style, color scheme, and above all else, help protect you and your family against weather elements. At Leggett Lumber and Hardware, we are proud to offer Owens Corning shingles, including True Definition Duration Series shingles with SureNail technology. So if you're in the market for a new roof, stop by Leggett Lumber and Hardware and ask about the many features and color options of Owens Corning True Definition Duration Series shingles. We'll help you find the perfect shingle to complement your home.
Welcome back after that break. Salukis have the basketball now after that three-point shot by Wallace. Moore tried to put up another one. No good. Wallace comes away with the rebound. Outlets to Calgary. He's going to slowly bring it up court. Passes off to Wallace on the right side. He's going to go left. Pass it over to Rotrammel. Down over to Calgary. He's going to dribble left. Pull up for three. No good off the rim. Wallace comes away with the rebound and a foul called on the shot. Foul is going to go against number 23, I believe he put up there.
He drew more if that's the case. His second.
Team six as Wallace goes to the line to shoot two. He puts up the first one off the rim, no good. Guess Claude Filter checked out in between breaks, came back in. Tonight's game brought to you by Larry Bob's Pizza, Lawrence County's Pizza, Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking. Second free throw, no good. Corbin Shoulders comes away with the rebound. Quickly coming up behind him was Rotrammel. Murray with it on the left side, gets it back up top to Shoulders. He's going to go right side to Moore. Moore back up top to Havel. Down low into Murray. He's going to drive the lane, put up a shot, and fouled on the way. Murray will go to the line to shoot two here. That foul went against number 52, Andrew Rotrammel, his first, team's fourth of the half. And Murray will be at the line. Waiting to check in for the Salukis is Landon Ray, as Murray missed his first shot.
He's coming in for...
Looks like Murray.
Yeah.
Checking in there for the Lions was Marty Schmidler. Murray will shoot his second shot here. Got it to go. One out of two there, and he will check out for a break. Ray comes in, 23-17 in favor of the Lions. Tonight's game brought to you by Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Lawrence County's only locally owned and operated pharmacy, caring for you and about you. Claude Felter brings it across the timeline. Looks like the...
Looking on a 1-3-1 zone.
Schmidler with it in the corner, back up top to Calgary. They're going to throw it around the horn here, get it into the corner to Schnicker. Schnicker gets it across court to Calgary. Calgary down low into Schmidler. Calgary with it now. He gets it inside to Rotrammel, down to Claude Felter, back over to Schnicker. Schnicker dribbles left, pump fakes, gets it inside to Rotrammel, over to Calgary. They're moving the ball quickly here. Claude Felter drives the lane, gets it out to Schnicker, pulls up for three and got it to go. About 2 foot from the three-point line and just buries it. Moore with it, gets it up to Landon Ray. He's going to try and answer back, and he does. Landon Ray out near the volleyball line. Brings the lead back to 6, 26-20 in favor of the Lions. Schnicker with it now. He's going to pull up for another one off the Springboks. No good. Havel comes away with the rebound. He's going to quickly get it up court, pass it off to Moore. Moore's going to go right, go left. Pulls up from the free throw line. Got it to go. Brings the lead back down to 4 with 4 minutes left to go here in the first half. Rotrammel, or Schmidler with it now in the corner. Gets it back up top to Claude Felter. Claude Felter now gets it over to Schnicker. Schnicker looking for somebody open. Gets it over to Claude Felter on the left side. Drives the lane. Tipped away off Nash. It will stay Lion basketball.
Moore tipped it away, but Blake Allen's going to come in for Corbin Shoulders.
And Justin Wallace checking in for Schnicker. Calgary throwing it in. He gets it in to Schmidler. Up top to Wallace. Pulls up for three. Got it to go. Raining threes here tonight in Red Hill. Both teams pouring them down. Moore tries to drive the lane, go up for a shot, and is fouled on the way. He will go to the line to shoot two.
Drew has 11, 8 this quarter.
3:33 left to go here in the first half, 29-22 in favor of the Lions as Moore gets set to shoot his first shot. On its way, no good off the back of the rim.
He's now 1-3 at the line.
Tonight's game brought to you by Sanders Family Chiropractic, Dr. Jeremy and Dr. Lisa Sanders, here to handle all your back and neck pain. Second shot on its way, got it to go, nothing but net. Claude Felter is the ball man for tonight. He's going to bring it up the court. Salukis look like they transferred to man-to-man. Wallace now on the right side brings it back up top to Schmidler. Over to Claude Felter on the left side. Gets a screen from Schmidler, goes inside, gets it up to Rotrammel. Over to Calgary. Calgary dribbling left, gets it up to Schmidler, down low into Wallace. Wallace pulls up for three, no good off the rim. Nash goes for the ball, but Schmidler comes away with it. He was eyeing the three, but gets it up top to Calgary. Calgary over to Claude Felter. Claude Felter guarded there by Havel, hands off to Wallace. Wallace up top to Schmidler, over to the left side to Calgary. Calgary drives left side, puts up a right-hander, got it to go.
He was able to get past Moore, and Drew couldn't do anything about it because he has 2 fouls and one.
Moore passes off to Ray. Pulls up from way downtown. No good off the rim. Calgary goes up strong for the rebound. Comes away with it. He's going to bring it up the court. Gets it over to Wallace. Wallace drives left side baseline shot. No good off the rim. Havel comes away with it. He's going to try and get it up quickly but stop there. Tried to pass it way up court to Landon Ray, but smacked away there by Wallace. Calgary is going to bring it up court for the Lions and slow it down a little bit. 2:15 left to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Lions lead at 31-23 over the Salukis. Calgary with the ball across court pass to Wallace. Wallace looking inside. Looks like they're going to run a little clock down here. Down low into Schmittler. Schmittler called for the foul. Charge is going to go against number 42, Marty Schmittler.
That's his first, team's sixth, I think. And
Drew Moore checks out of the game. Corbin Shoulders coming back in.
So Murray and Moore on the bench with two fouls for the rest of this half.
Shoulders going to be the point man this time up the court. Passes down into the corner to Allen. Allen gets a screen there from Nash. Crosses left, goes baseline. Puts up a shot, no good. Tipped out of bounds by Mitchell Nash. It will be Lion basketball. Checking into the game for the Lions is number 12, Gus Beatles. He will come in for Claude Felter. Wallace bringing the ball up the court for the Lions. Gets it over right side to Schmittler. Schmittler gets a screen there from Beatles over to Rotrammel. Down back to Wallace. Wallace comes up top, gets it to Beatles. Beatles over to Calgary. Calgary is going to come left side, go back up top to Rotrammel. Around the horn to Schmittler. He's going to go baseline. Gets it back out to Rotrammel, out to Calgary. Calgary dribbles right, gets it down low into Wallace. He spins into traffic. And they're going to call a foul.
He's going to be on Nash, I think.
Yep.
Second.
Foul goes against Nash. Hit second, team seventh. And the Lions are in bonus.
McKinney will come in to replace Nash. And it'll be one and one. Instead of two, well, not a shooting foul, I guess. And that will be at the line, will be Justin Wallace, I believe. Wallace is 0 of 2.
Tonight's game brought to you by WKHI-TV, leading the way. Wallace puts up the first one on its way. Off the rim, backboard, got it to go. He earns the second.
Edwards County gets out to an 8 or 9, 10-point lead. Radio cuts it to 4, and then it goes back up again. So,
Coach Havel probably going to have a nice long talk with his dogs there in the locker room at halftime. Wallace got the second one to go. Brings the lead back out to 10. 1:18 left to go here in the first half. Havel dumps it off left side to Ray. Ray dribbles left, goes right. Tries to go baseline, gets it back up top to Shoulders over McKinney. Down low into the corner to Allen. He brings it back up top to Havel. Havel tries to drive the lane, throws it off Wallace. Picks it back up, tries to go up court. Allen drove him out of bounds, yeah, as he was trying to go for the ball, as Wallace tried to pass it up to Calgary.
So it's turnover for at Red Hill and turnover for Edwards County. So Salukis get the ball back. 8 turnovers for Edwards County and 7 for the Salukis.
Shoulders will bring it up the court for the Salukis here. Gets it up into the corner to Ray. Little backdoor action, but shut down by Shoulders. Shoulders tried to pass to McKinney. McKinney was cut into the lane, throws it away, out to Calgary, off of Wallace, and it will be yet another turnover by the Lions. So another set of turnovers there by both teams.
Salukis need to take advantage of some of these. They really haven't done that. They've had one breakaway, I think, and Moore had a layup off of a turnover.
44 seconds left to go here in the first half as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. Salukis down by 10, 33-23. Havel with it on the right side, back up top to McKinney. He takes a step in, gets it over to Havel on the right side, a little back and forth, gets it over to Shoulders on the left. Ray in the corner.
He's called for traveling.
Called for traveling before the shot. Checking into the game for the Lions is Cade Schnicker along with Tiger Clodfelter. He will replace Rotrammel and Gus Beatles. Lions with it with 30 seconds left to go in the first half. Claude Felter will bring the ball up the court, guarded there by McKinney. Gets it over to Schmittler on the right side. Schmittler looking for Calgary. He brings it over the left side to Schnicker, though. Schnicker guarded there by Shoulders. Gets it over to the right side to Calgary. Calgary back up top. Almost stolen away there by Ray. Ray tipped it into the backcourt, chased it down, but Lions retain possession. Schnicker with it now on the left side. He looks to go baseline. double team there. Ray almost stole it away again as time expires. No shot. First half comes to a close as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. The Lions lead it 33 to Saluki's 23. We'll be back shortly to bring you your halftime stats right here on The Legend.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Lawrence County's member-owned, not-for-profit financial institution. Not owned by a big corporation, that means lower rates and fees for you. When you're a member, you're a part owner, not just a customer, and your money stays in Lawrence County. Ambrall Federal Credit Union can offer a better way to do your banking. Ambrall Federal Credit Union, next to Walmart in Lawrenceville. 618-943-2913. Membership eligibility required. Member NCUA.
Casey State Bank is a proud supporter of our area basketball teams. Preparation, teamwork, and community spirit are how you define a great basketball team. At Casey State Bank, they practice those same principles. Their dedicated and skilled staff has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business financial solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community, your bank. Casey State Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hilltop Grill and Bar in Bridgeport, Illinois wants to see you and your family this week. They're the hot spot for dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights with all you can eat, catfish and walleye, juicy pork chops, tender steaks, delicious frog legs, and a slew of other choices on their expanded menu. Hilltop serves up their 7-spice blend fried chicken every Friday night. Dinner begins at 4, also serving breakfast and lunch daily. Make sure you get to the Hilltop in Bridgeport. Great food, cold drinks, hot games, and family-friendly atmosphere.
Best Way Express has the keys to your new career.
Call 833-BEST-WAY today.
Class A CDL drivers looking for a company that will appreciate and respect you, all while making sure you get the money and home time you desire. Best Way Express is the company for you. Call 833-BEST-WAY today. Best Way Express has a great benefits package with paid vacation, paid holidays, and 401k. Call 833-BEST-WAY now to get the keys to your new career today.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Welcome back to the halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital as the Saluki dance team is out there performing their halftime routine. I'll go ahead and send it over to Rob McKinley to talk some stats.
Well, looking at the stats, Red Hill has been out-rebounded by 110-9. Both teams have turned the ball over 9 times. As far as the scoring, Drew Moore leads the way with 12. Chase, Murray, Parker, Havel, and Landon Ray all have 3, and Mitchell Nash has 2. For Edwards County, Justin Wallace has 12, 8 points apiece for Kate Schnicker, and Camden Cowger, 5 for Marty Schmidler. Big thing has been 3-point shooting. Red Hill's 2 of 8, but Edwards County is 7 of 13 on 3-point shooting. The game is tied at 5. Edwards County then went on a 10-0 run to make it 15-5, and it was 18-10 at the end of the first quarter. Red Hill cut the lead to 4 a couple times, once at 20-16, also at 26-22, where Ross scored 6-2 over the final few minutes of that half, and they trail here by 11, 33-23. So a foul situation. Murray has 2, Havel 1, Moore 2, and Nash 2. So not dire foul trouble, but a little bit of foul trouble for Red Hill. Schnicker has, I believe, 2 for Edwards County. So but the Lucas have some work to do, work cut out for them in the second half to come back. But they've come back within 4, And then Edwards County hits a three, so I'm going to have to push it down there and see if we can't get it down to one or two, at least get it down to three or four in this quarter.
And both teams, as you said, were really coming on strong with their threes there in the first half. But
especially Edwards County, 7-13.
And Murray, he was just all over the court. There honestly wasn't a play he wasn't touching the ball, it seemed like. He had multiple steals. What was it, four or five?
And especially in the first quarter, yeah. But then, of course, he picked up a couple of fouls and had to leave the game. And he was guarding the big 6'5 kid. So.
And he was really putting him to him, really. Like I said, getting on the ball. He's really out there. He's seeing the ball really clearly coming through. And I believe Havel had a couple, and Ray tried to poke him away there before the first half ended. But, I mean, they're taking some pretty good shots, trying to make a comeback. So hopefully Coach Havel had a nice long talk with him there in the locker room.
Well, and of course, like I said, when it hits that many threes, you know, it just puts more pressure and you could have got another point to come back from. So if they can, if Edwards got to cool off on that part, you know, they might be able to get back into this ballgame. But we'll just have to see in the next third quarter and then see what happens in the fourth quarter also.
And that's a look at your halftime stats and show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. We'll send it back to the studio for some commercials and bring you your second half action of Saluki basketball right here on The Legend.
It starts with the common sense basics of money. Live within your means. Save a percentage of your income. Use credit wisely. Keep your agreements. On this foundation, you can build financial success in any economy. Your savings grow. You build strong credit. Your word is gold. It's a back-to-basics approach to financial matters. Common sense, simple, but very effective. People's State Bank. Member FDIC. It just makes sense.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
I am Valerie Burns, MD. I am one of the primary care providers at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. I am board certified in family medicine. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital is a facility that is staffed by many of the physicians whom you have grown up with and who know the ins and outs of your care. These are patients that many of our providers have seen for many years, go to church with, see at ball games, attend their children's functions, and who also see at our long-term care facilities. We provide the best care for our local residents by getting to see them regularly, knowing the ins and outs of their care, knowing them as people. After you get out, we follow patients both outside the home and in our local rehab and nursing facilities as well to provide the best outcomes after hospitalization. Certain surrounding facilities use a hospitalist program where you may see a different hospitalist every day. It doesn't provide the same level of familiarity or continuity of care as seeing the same doctor on a daily basis.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Bestway Express has the keys to your new career. Call 833-BESTWAY today. Home daily routes and paid holidays. Are you a Class A CDL driver looking for a home that will appreciate and respect you, all while making sure you get the money and home time you deserve? Or maybe you are fresh out of school and looking for an amazing career. Bestway Express is the company for you. Bestway Express has a great benefits package with paid vacation, paid holidays, and 401k. Call 833-BESTWAY now to get the keys to your new career today.
Welcome back to Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend. If you're just joining in, we're about to start the second half of action. I'm Ryan Seed alongside Rob McKinley, and a big thanks to Dennis Pullen back in the studio for turning the knobs and pushing the buttons. So it looks like the Edwards County Lions will start out with the ball. Both teams have been back out. The Lions took a little longer in the locker room. But we are waiting for them. There's the final buzzer. Lions doing some last halftime preparations. Saluki's ready to go. And the Lions are taking the court now. Starting for the second half for the Salukis, it will be Corbin Shoulders, Drew Moore, Mitchell Nash, Havel, and Murray.
We might mention that, Andy Wells, that was a concussion protocol, not playing tonight.
Starting for the Lions, it will be Cowger, Claude Felter, Schmittler, Snicker, and Wallace. Claude Felter passes off to Schmittler. Schmittler drives left side into the base, into the lane.
Well, for traveling.
Did some fancy moving there. Tried to spin around and go up easy, but
then he got past Nash and made the layup. But fortunately, it was called from a Hill standpoint. He was called for a travel.
Havel brings it across the timeline. Gets it in Nash. Tried to go back door to Moore, but lost control. And Lions pick up the ball. Claude Felter gets it up court to Cowger. Cowger drives baseline, puts up, got it to go. Murray gets it into Moore. Moore trying to go up court quick, guarded there by Schnicker. Schnicker, Moore goes baseline, puts up a shot, no good. Wallace comes crashing in, gets the rebound, outlets to Wallace. Up court to Schnicker. Schnicker drives right side, down low into Wallace, tries to go up, and foul is going to go against, looks like, Parker Havel, his second team's first of the half.
Common foul, so not a shooting foul. It was getting ready to shoot, I think. But
Wallace will take it out of bounds, get it into Schmittler in the corner. Goes down low into Wallace. Wallace back out to Schmittler, eyes the three, pulls up from downtown, no good. Ball comes away to Nash, he outlets to Havel. Quickly gets it up the court, tried to drive the lane, outlets to Moore. Moore over to Murray, he eyes it, down low into Havel. Havel
double dribbles.
Dribbled inside. I guess he was a little afraid to go up against some big guys. Ball inbounded to Schnicker. A little four-court press here by the Salukis. Schnicker gets it across the timeline, quickly double-teamed, but gets it off to Schmittler. Backdoor pass into Schnicker. No good on the layup. Havel comes away with the rebound. Quickly getting it up court, trying to get a little fast breaks here. Murray with it on the left wing, up top to Moore. Moore tried to go right side, but came back, gets it to Shoulders, over to Havel. Havel hands off to Murray. He eyes the three. He's going to go right side, get it up top to Shoulders. Shoulder hands off to Havel. He's going to bring it back out near the timeline, set it up, get it over to Murray. He's looking down low for Nash, back up top to Moore for three, in and out, no good. Claude Felter comes away with the rebound. He's going to quickly get it up the court. He's going to drive left side, get it out to Cowger. Cowger brings it back up top to Wallace. Wallace back over to Claude Felter in the corner. Gets it back inside to Wallace. Wallace guarded there by Murray. He goes baseline. No good. Nash comes away with the rebound. Outlets there to Havel. Going to bring it up slowly this time. Work out a good play here. Gets a screen from Nash there. Hands off to Moore. Moore brings it back up top. Gets a screen from Nash. Quickly double team. Hands off to Havel. Havel coming to the left side here. Hands off to Shoulders. They're going to
be a lot of dribbling out front and not much action.
He finally drives the lane, puts up an 8-footer, no good. Wallace comes away with the rebound. Quickly up to Claude Felter, up to Schnicker. Schnicker on the right side, tried to go baseline. Backs out to the 3-point range, off the backboard, no good. Moore comes away with the rebound. Contested there, tried to get a fast break, but fouled. Foul will be on the floor. It goes against Claude Felter, his third, team's first of the half.
Only 2 points here in the first 3 minutes of this third quarter. That was by Edwards County, so they lead by 12.
Ball inbounded to Nash. He goes up strong, no good off the backboard.
Went up too strong, really.
Schmittler comes away with the rebound and loses control. And it will go out of bounds. It will be Saluki basketball. Or it looks like the referees are going to talk it over. It sounds like Edwards County tried to call a timeout, but nobody had control, and it looks like Schmittler was already on the basketball out of bounds. So in reality, it really should be Saluki basketball here.
Because that was only two officials tonight. You know,
So they're kind of talking it over here, and, I mean, both teams went to their benches. So we'll try and see if we can get a call here. It looks like it will be Saluki basketball as the referee was pointing towards their bench. So turnover Lions, it will be Saluki basketball.
That's number 11 for Edwards County. Red Hill has a 12.
Havel gets the inbound, brings it across the timeline, and we're off and rolling again. Shoulders with it on the right side, over to Moore from just behind the free throw line. Got it to go. Gets the first 2 points for the Salukis. I believe he scored the first 2 points of the game, too.
He may have.
So started off with the first 2 points of each half. Claude Felter with it out now near the volleyball line. Dumps it off right side to Schmittler. Schmittler downloading to Wallace.
Fouled by Havel.
As Wallace was going up for the shot, Wallace, he is 6'5 against Parker Havel, who is 5'11.
He had the ball on the floor, so Wallace will go to the line to shoot two. He is 2 of 4 at the line.
Wallace's first free throw on its way. Got it to go. Checking into the game for Parker Havel is Connor McKinney. Tonight's game brought to you by Lawrence County Health Department, offering a wide range of healthcare services for residents in Lawrence County. Sip It Sweet Teas, your one-stop promotional shop for all your school spirit apparel, signs, banners, and print advertising needs. As Wallace hits his second free throw, brings the score 37-25 in favor of the Lions. Murray with it now in the left corner, gets it back up top, swings it around to McKinney. McKinney brings it left side, drives the lane, puts up a floater, in and out, no good. Schmittler goes up strong, gets the rebound, outlets up court to Claude Felter, brings it across the timeline, gets it down on the right side to Calgary, gets a screen there from Wallace, gets it to Schmittler. Schmittler down low, strong to Wallace, back up top to Schmittler, eyes the three, drives left side, kicks it out to Claude Felter, I believe, and he careens out of bounds, yeah, trying to save it. It will be Saluki basketball.
If he'd have saved it, it would have been Red Hill ball because there was a Saluki right there to... But neither team's, you know, doing much. It's just basically turning the ball over.
McKinney passes in to Shoulders. McKinney will be the point man this time up the court.
Red Hill's 1 of 6. Edwards County 1 of 5 this quarter.
Lions still in a man-to-man defense. Passes off right side to Shoulders. Back up top to Moore. He's going to back it back out. Looking for somebody. Gets McKinney. McKinney over to Murray. Murray pulls up for three. Got it to go. Murray with the big 3 points, bringing the lead back down to 9. Saluki's look to make a comeback here. Pass, I believe that was Calgary, tried to pass off to Schmittler, and he wasn't ready. Ball comes away to Moore, steps inside the 3-point line, got it to go. So a quick 7 points there by the Saluki's, brings the lead back down to 7.
37 to 30.
3:15 left to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard.
That is in the full court press.
Ball inbounded to Calgary, guarded there by Moore. Passed up to Claude Felter. He's trying to get across the timeline back to Calgary. Little man-to-man defense here by the Salukis, trying to throw them off, throw the Lions off their game. Schnicker with it, guarded there by Shoulders. Up top to Wallace. Wallace over to Claude Felter. Claude Felter drives left side, up top to Schmittler. Schmittler over to Calgary. Calgary tried to hide the three, down low to Schmittler, passed it back up top to Wallace, almost tipped away there again by Murray.
He deflected it a little bit.
Schmittler from way downtown buries the three, brings the lead back to 10. Moore, point man on this drive here, gets it down low into Nash. Nash goes up strong and fouled on the shot.
I think it was by Schmittler.
Foul will go against Marty Schmittler. His second, team's second.
Mitchell Nash with a line to shoot two.
First shot on the way. Off the front of the rim, no good. Checking into the game for Corbin Shoulders is Landon Ray.
Nash has 2 points tonight.
Tonight's game brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, our local hospital caring for our local people. Second shot off the rim, no good. Rebound comes away to Landon Ray, up back up top to McKinney. McKinney gets it over to Murray on the right side, looking down low for McKinney coming across the baseline. Back up top to Moore. He jukes right, goes left. Back up top to Murray on the left side. Back to McKinney. McKinney around the horn to Moore. Moore pulls up for a three. No good off the side of the rim. Rebound comes away to Schmiller. Way up court to Schnicker. He tried to go up for a shot. They call a blocking foul. I thought he traveled before that. But Schnicker will go to the line to shoot two.
And he could put the lead back to 12. Red Hill got it down to 7. And I think he had an opportunity to cut it down lower, but back up to 10 with two free throws for Cade Schnicker, who has 8 points.
First free throw goes in. Checking into the game is Drake Allen. He's coming in for Mitchell Nash. Mitchell Nash checks out of the game.
No, he hasn't.
There he comes off the court. Second free throw by Schnicker is good. Moore will bring the ball up the court for the Salukis. Gets it up to the left side to Murray. Murray's going to bring it back up top. Goes left side, drives the lane, puts up a layup. No good. Schnicker comes away with the ball. Guarded there by Moore. A little full court press here. Kalger passes up to Claude Felter. Claude Felter drives left side, hands the ball off to Schmittler. Schmittler over to Kalger. Kalger eyes the three, pulls up. No good. Off the rim. Allen comes away with the rebound. Quickly bringing it up the court, gets it across the timeline, goes right side to Ray. Ray into the corner to McKinney. McKinney brings it back up top to Flashing Moore. He tries to go up, knocked away there. It will stay Saluki basketball.
Minute 23 to go in the quarter. Saluki's down 12.
And it looks like Lions head coach wants a timeout. We'll go ahead and take one with you as we look the best way. Express scoreboard, 1:23 left to go here in the third quarter. Score is 42-30 in favor of the Lions. We'll be back right here on The Legend.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Hi, my mommy and daddy are Dr. Jeremy and Dr. Lisa from Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville.
We're a local family and they like to help people. Mom and Dad take care of friendly local folks and make them feel better. Some folks have neck pain and back pain. Others have pain in other places.
We're never, ever a pain army, Mommy and Daddy.
If you have neck, back, or other pains, please call us at 618-943-4949 or visit us at 1525 Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
As we welcome you back after that timeout break, Saluki's got it off out of bounds from Moore. Allen drives the lane, puts up a shot, got it to go. Allen with his first 2 points of the night. Brings it back down to 10. A minute left to go. Kalger shoots it down low to Wallace. Wallace tries to drive baseline, puts up a shot, no good. McKinney comes away with the rebound. Quickly bringing it up court, drives the lane, puts up a floater, no good. Moore drives, comes in, gets the rebound, puts up a fadeaway, got it to go. Lead back down to 8 with 45 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Calgary's going to bring it up slow. McKinney's going to come contested, tipped away there. Ray brings it down court, puts up a shot and fouled. So a quick 2 points there by Moore. Lions bring it back down, knocked away by McKinney. Ray brings it back down court and gets fouled for 2 shots. Ray will go to the line with 36 seconds left to go, puts up the first shot, in and out, no good.
He could have got it down to 6, but he can still get back down to 7 if he can make this one.
Tonight's game brought to you by Rucker's Candy. Take time for family and prayer and always give praise. As Ray makes his second shot, brings it back down to 7. They're going to do a full court press here. Schmittler with the ball, gets it up court there to Schnicker. Schnicker with it, dumps it down low to Wallace, and goes up strong.
By Moore, I think. This third.
So Wallace will go to the line for 2. Foul does go against Drew Moore, his third, team's 4th.
Wallace has said it's 4 of 6. He missed 2, then he's made his last 4.
Wallace with his first shot on the way, got it to go. Tonight's game also brought to you by Jay's Hilltop Grill, serving breakfast and lunch daily, dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evenings. Wallace's second free throw got it to go. Wallace hit them both, brings the score back up to 9 with 22 seconds left to go here in the third quarter.
Looks to go for the final shot.
Moore.
They do have possession to start the fourth quarter.
Moore brings it back across the timeline, just dribbling out. Director in a little traffic, backing off Allen. Guarded there by Calgar. 5 seconds left to go. He dribbles left, puts up it from the free throw line. Thought he was fouled there. Schmittler gets the rebound, throws it down court. And it goes out of bounds with 0.1 seconds left to go. So it will be Saluki basketball with 0.1 seconds left to go. I don't know how you could get a shot off with that, but they're going to inbound
it. You can't.
So Allen passes it in to McKinney. Time expires here in the third quarter as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. Edward County Lions lead it 44 to the Red Hill Salukis 35. We'll be back in 1 minute right here on The Legend.
Hilltop Grill and Bar in Bridgeport, Illinois wants to see you and your family this week. They're the hot spot for dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights with all you can eat, catfish and walleye, juicy pork chops, tender steaks, delicious frog legs, and a slew of other choices on their expanded menu. Hilltop serves up their 7-spice blend fried chicken every Friday night. Dinner begins at 4, also serving breakfast and lunch daily. Make sure you get to the Hilltop in Bridgeport. Great food, cold drinks, hot games, and family-friendly atmosphere.
Citizens National Bank of Albion has become this area's most trusted banking partner, and for good reason. You work hard for your money, and we work hard to safeguard and keep your financial information secure. If receiving your tax return via direct deposit, please check your printed and online bank statements for accuracy. Do not give financial information over the phone. Contact your bank immediately if you suspect fraudulent activity.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the final quarter of Saluki basketball here on Senior Night. Salukis start off with the basketball here in this final quarter. Murray gets it up top to Moore. Moore over the left side to McKinney. McKinney over to Allen and throws it out of bounds. Quick turnover to start the quarter, and it will be Lion basketball. Schnicker will bring it inbounds. Gets it in. Finally to Calgar. Little full court press here by the Salukis. Claude Felter guarded there by McKinney. Gets it across the timeline. Hands off to Schmittler. Schmittler guarded there by Allen. Gets it over right to Claude Felter. Tried to drive baseline, and Allen called for the blocking foul. Yeah.
I believe it's the fifth team foul on Red Hill.
Allen's first. 25 seconds have ticked off the clock, and nobody has scored a basket yet. Lions with the basketball underneath their own basket. Wallace with it out of bounds. Gets it into Claude Felter. Passes it back underneath the basket to Wallace. Puts up a shot, no good, and put up another one. Got it to go. Lions with the first 2 points of the final quarter, 46-35. Murray gets it to Ray in the corner. Pulls up for three. In and out, no good. Ball tipped away. Comes to Murray. Murray got the rebound here. Hide the three, passed it down low into the corner to Allen. Allen brings it back up top, gets it to Moore. Moore gets it down low into the corner to McKinney. McKinney, quick pass up top to Murray, drives the lane, puts up a shot, got it to go. Murray answers back, gets it back down to 9. Still a full-court press here by the Salukis. Claude Felter picks up his dribble just before the timeline, gets it across court to Calgar. Calgar guarded there by Ray. Passes off to Claude Felter. Gets a screen from Wallace. Tried to drive the lane. Passes back out to Schmittler. Round to Calgar, I believe. Back up top to Wallace. Murray tried to steal it away again. Pass off to Claude Felter for three. No good. And tipped out of bounds by Wallace. It will be Saluki basketball. Saluki. Murray still yet surprising. I mean, he's trying to get his hands on that ball every second he can. Murray with it on the left wing. Brings it back up top, drives the lane, pulls up for a shot, and fouled.
Chase has 8 points tonight.
Murray will go to the line to shoot two more. Foul is going to go against I believe number 30. That is Camden Calgar, his second, team's fourth. Murray's first one on the way. Got it to go, nothing but the net. Tonight's game brought to you by Casey State Bank, your community, your bank. Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport, serving Lawrence County for over 10 years. Murray's second shot on the way. Got them both to go. Schnicker with it, bringing it up the court across the timeline now, guarded by Drew Moore. Drives left side, hands the ball off to Calgar. Stolen away there by Landon Ray. He's going to go coast to coast, put it up, and got it to go. Brings the score within five, 46-41 in favor of the Lions. Salukis with full court press. McKinney and Ray, the point men. Moore steps up, guards Calgar, passes it off to Clodfelter. Over to Schmittler on the left side. Gets it back up top to Calgar. Calgar wide open, pulls up for three and buries it. Lions head coach wants a timeout. We'll take one with you as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. 5:41 left to go in the game. Your score, 49 in favor of the Lions. 41, Salukis. We'll be back in 30 right here on The Legend.
Best Way Express has the keys to your new career.
Call 833-BESTWAY today.
Class A CDL drivers looking for a company that will appreciate and respect you, all while making sure you get the money and home time you desire. Best Way Express is the company for you.
Call 833-BESTWAY today.
Best Way Express has a great benefits package with paid vacation, paid holidays, and 401k. Call 833-BESTWAY now to get the keys to your new career today.
You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball on The Legend, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
Welcome back after that timeout break. Salukis bring it back within eight now, trying to make a comeback here with 5:41 left to go.
Haviland shoulders back in for McKinney and
Allen.
Allen, yeah.
Murray with it up top. He's going to go right side. He's going to pass it down low into shoulders. Shoulders tries to drive the lane, passes up top to Havel, doing a little weave here. Murray, left side, tried to go baseline, but travels. Salukis and the Lions both with a multitude of turnovers.
Yeah, Salukis got it down to five, but then Edwards County hit a three.
Schnicker going to pass it in way down court to Schmittler. Saved it before it went out of bounds. Passing it in to Clodfelter, and Clodfelter got the two, brings it back to 10. Murray up court with it. Passes cross court to Ray. Ray eyed the three, but picks his feet up. Two quick turnovers there by the Salukis. Salukis putting on the full court press here. Schnicker gets it into Clodfelter. Clodfelter guarded there by shoulders. Breaks the press, gets it up to Schnicker on the left side. Pump fake the three, looking for some help, gets it from Wallace, goes baseline, puts it up, no good. Wallace goes up for the rebound, got it, and a foul called. It looked like he went over the back, but they're going to call it against Chase Murray, it looks like.
They're going to give him two shots.
Murray's third foul, team six, the crowd not happy about that. So Wallace will go to the line and shoot two. First one, no good, off the front of the rim. Some of tonight's in-game sponsors, People State Bank, your community bank. Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, now offering full-time cardiology just a heartbeat away.
He missed that one, so.
Shoulders comes away with the rebound. Moore quickly up court, cross court to Murray. Murray drives the lane down low into Havel. Ball creams away off of that pass. Havel wasn't ready for it, thought Murray was going up.
Yeah.
Wallace comes away with it, passes over to Calgar on the left side. Stolen away there by Shoulders. He's going to go up for the shot. No good. And he is fouled on the way up. He will go to the line to shoot two. Foul is going to go against number 20, Tiger Clodfelter, his fourth, team's fifth. So Clodfelter with four now. Looking at a little foul trouble. It doesn't look like Coach Gerlich is going to go to the bench here just yet as Shoulders missed his first free throw.
Way short on that one. Corbin has yet to score tonight. He's only taken two shots.
Checking into the game for Landon Ray is Drake Allen. Shoulder second free throw on its way. Got it to go. 4:32 left to go. Lions lead at 51-42 as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. Pat Schnicker tried to pass it left side to Clodfelter, but tipped out of bounds there by Shoulders. Calgary going to take the ball out. Guarded there by Moore. Gets it inside to Wallace down low. Passes it out to Schnicker. Pulls up for the three. Buries it. Brings the lead within up to 12. 4:15 left to go here in the game. Moore brings it up court. Drives left side. Gets it down into the corner to Allen. Allen brings it back up top. Pulls it up. He's going to take the shot. No good. Rebound comes away to Calgary. Calgary's going to bring it up the court with 4 minutes left to go. Clodfelter with it on the left side, goes left, gets it back up top to Schmittler. Schmittler to the right side to Calgary, guarded there by Moore. Calgary gets it up, goes left side to Schnicker. Schnicker guarded by Havel. Schnicker looking inside, brings it back out, gets it down low into Wallace. Wallace goes up, no good. Schmittler comes away with rebound. He wanted to pull up from the corner, tried to go cross court. Havel intercepts it. Throws it away to Wallace.
Fouled by Moore.
Wallace tried to go up, and Moore wasn't going to let him score.
Nope. That's four on Drew.
So two men with four fouls on each team, Moore and Clodfelter. Wallace goes to the line yet again for the Lions. Puts up his first shot. In and out, no good. Tonight's game brought to you by Ambrell Federal Credit Union, helping you grow your finances. Larry Bob's Pizza, Lawrence County's Pizza, Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking. Wallace's second free throw, got it to go. Lead now by 13, 55-42 as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. Allen passes off to Moore on the right side, back up top to Murray. Pump fakes, pulls up for three, buries it. Murray contested there by Wallace, and Calgary inbounds it, throws it out of bounds. It will be turnover. It will be Saluki basketball.
Here comes Landon Ray back in.
Comes in for Corbin Shoulders. 3:15 left to go here in the game. Saluki's cut it back down to 10, 55-45. Ball inbounded to Moore in the backcourt. He's going to get it across the timeline. Goes left side. Passes out to Allen. Allen drives the lane.
He's going to be fouled. The non-shooting foul. 16 foul against the Lions.
Foul is going to go against number 42, Marty Schmittler, his third, team sixth. So next one, both teams are in bonus. Moore, the inbound man, gets it into Ray. Ray pulls up for three, buries it. Back-to-back threes for the Salukis. 55-48 with just under 3 minutes to go. Schnicker with it on the left side, guarded there by Havel. Gets a screen from Wallace. Schnicker drives the lane, puts up a shot, and gets it to go. Brings the lead back to 9. 57-48. Moore with the ball. He's going to drive the lane, pull up for a shot, and is fouled on the way.
He's going to have a two-shot foul, I think.
Moore will go to the line to shoot two. Foul is going to go against number 30, Camden Calgar, his third, team seven. So now both teams in bonus. Moore's first shot on the way. Got it to go. Tonight's game brought to you by Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Lawrence County's only locally owned and operated pharmacy, caring for you and about you. Moore's second shot, got them both. Nothing but the net. Brings the lead back down to 7.
We're going to have to come up with some defensive stops here because...
Full court press. Schnicker gets it down low. Wide open to Wallace. Got the two to go.
Yep.
Back up to 9, 59-50. Moore steps back, picks up his dribble, needs some help, gets in the form of Havel. He gets it out to Murray, pulls up for another three just short. Schmittler comes away with the rebound. Full court press now by the Salukis, 2:15 left to go. Almost intercepted there by Murray, up court to Calgary, to Wallace, goes up for an easy two.
That may have sealed it right there with 2 minutes to go, an 11-point lead.
Moore with it now. He's going to drive left side, get it to Havel, over to Ray. Ray pulls up for three. No good off the mark. Moore comes away with the rebound, chases it down, gets it over to Ray on the left side, over to Allen. Allen on the left wing, brings it back up top to Murray. Pump fakes, drives left, gets it back out to Ray. Ray down into the corner to Allen. Allen looking. He's going to bring it back up top. Drives the lane out to Murray. Murray travels. Checking into the game for Allen is Corbin Shoulders. He comes back in with a minute 36 left to go. 61-50 as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard in favor of the Evers County Lions. Ball inbounded to Wallace. Wallace guarded there by Murray. Up the court to Calgar. Calgar passes it up to Schnicker. Almost lost it there, but gains control. Guarded there by Havel. Stolen away there by Havel. Passes up to Moore. Moore pulls up from the free throw line. No good. Rebound comes away to Havel. And a whistle blown. I believe there's a foul, but a couple of guys hit the floor. Schnicker and Ray, and looks like a little commotion coming away. Referee talking there with Ray. Now referee's talking it over a little bit. There was a foul called, and it looks like they might call it on.
It was County, I think. But who's going to shoot?
Oh, they say it's 10, so it looks like it's going to go against Parker Havel, and that's 4 for him, so it looks like Calgary's going to go to the other side and shoot 1-1. Not quite sure what happened there. We had one foul down here and almost potentially another one. So Calgar makes the walk down to the other side. He's got to hit the first or in the second. First one on the way. No good off the side of the rim. Schmidler comes away with the rebound. Put back good. Lead up to 13. Quickly up court to Murray. Murray up top to Shoulders. Pulls up for three. No good.
Yes, it is.
Up. It was. It bounced off the rim and rolled right in, so lead back down to 10. 106 left to go as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. Coach Havel wants a timeout. We'll take one with you. We'll be back right here on The Legend.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located along James Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois, has added hot beverages and gourmet coffees to its array of beverages. Now you can enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americano, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas on the go. Flavor add-ins are available for any beverage on the Sip It menu. Enjoy the comfort of your toasty warm vehicle on a cold winter day and place your drive-through order at Sip It Beverages and Bites, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Welcome back after that chain of events that happened just before the break. I'm not sure what to say about that. I mean, they call a foul, and then referees down there talking to Schnicker and Ray about something
they
that
both,
went on.
They both went to the floor, but neither one it didn't involve. They didn't weren't involved in the foul, so I don't really.
And I mean, Havel was down here with the big boys, and I guess he was knocking them around. Yeah. So, I mean, Havel's getting down and dirty. So 106 left to go here in the game. Slukey's down by 10. The score is 63-53 as we are now waiting on the referees as they were at the scorer's bench. It's going to be Lion basketball out of bounds underneath the Slukey basket. Calgar the inbound man. Slukey's with full court press. Get it into Wallace. Wallace looking for some help. Gets Calgar. Calgar deflected there by Havel, but Schnicker comes away with it across the timeline. Just under a minute to go here in the game. And a foul called.
I think it's against Moore, and it'll be 5 against Drew.
And that is Drew Moore's 5th foul as he fouls out here on senior night. Moore will take a walk off the court. Coming in for him is going to be Mitchell Nash. 55 seconds left to go here in the game, and Schnicker will be shooting 1-1. Schnicker with the first one on the way. Got it to go. Tonight's game brought to you by Sanders Family Chiropractic. Dr. Jeremy and Dr. Lisa Sanders here to handle all your back and neck pain. WTHI-TV leading the way. Lawrence County Health Department offering a wide range of healthcare services for residents in Lawrence County. Schnicker got them both to go as Salukis bring the ball at the court down by 12. Over in the corner to Ray. Ray pulls up for three. No good off the side of the rim. Calgar gets the rebound over to Schnicker, full court press. Shoulders trying to foul Schnicker. And
you really don't need to foul. Now you're down 12 with under 40 seconds.
Into the corner to Klodfelter. Klodfelter buries a monster three. 30 seconds left to go. Saluki's now down by 15, 68-53. Shoulders tries to go coast to coast. Puts it up. Got it to go and has a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. Shoulders goes to the line to shoot one. 26 seconds left to go here in the game. As it looks like Coach Havel's going to get some fresh bodies in here in a minute. Coming into the game for Chase Murray and Mitchell Nash are Drake Allen and Colin Benson. So Coach Havel getting the seniors out of there one last time here on senior night, but another home game Friday. Shoulders shot goes in, got the three-point play, and he will check out of the ball game. McKinney comes in for him, got the lead back down to 12, but just not enough as 26 seconds left to go here in the game. So Edwards County Lions will coast to a victory here as Claude Felter brings the ball up the court. He's going to dribble it out a little bit, pass off to Calgar. Calgar brings it back up top.
They're just going to hold it out front, so basically.
10 seconds left to go as Wallace has it on the right side, back up top to Schnicker. He's going to hold the ball. Time ticks down, hands it off to Calgar. Knocked out of bounds there by by Calgar, and it will be Saluki basketball with 3.4 seconds left to go here in the game. Saluki's have ball. Havel will inbound it to Benson. Benson holds the ball. He's going to bring it up slowly. Gets it to Allen. Puts up a final shot. No good. And as time expires, we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. Edwards County win it tonight 68-56 over the Saluki's. We'll be back in just a few minutes to bring you your end of the game stats. And we'll be right back here on The Legend.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Best Way Express has the keys to your new career. Call 833-BESTWAY today.
Home daily routes and paid holidays.
Are you a Class A CDL driver looking for a home that will appreciate and respect you, all while making sure you get the money and home time you deserve? Or maybe you are fresh out of school and looking for an amazing career.
Best Way Express is the company for you.
Best Way Express has a great benefits package with paid vacation, paid holidays, and 401k. Call 833-BESTWAY now to get the keys to your new career today.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source? Every day, we have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
I'm Gene Allen. I'm the clinic practice manager at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic. One thing I think sets apart our clinic is, you know, even though our physicians have their own practice, they're one clinic. So, you know, if you call to get in and, you know, that doctor's out or their schedule's full, then you have the access to get into one of our other providers to get care that day. You know, we try to look at community needs, and one of the needs was our acute care clinic that we added. That gives people access that might work during the day, and that gives them access to health care in the evenings and on the weekends. We've also added a pain clinic, which was a need in our community. So we're looking to grow, and we're looking to get better. And our physicians and providers, mid-levels, they work very, very well with one another. And we try to make it a family atmosphere when we go in there. We want you to be comfortable with your care. We want you to be comfortable with our providers.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
It starts with the common sense basics of money. Live within your means. Save a percentage of your income. Use credit wisely. Keep your agreements. On this foundation, you can build financial success in any economy. Your savings grow. You build strong credit. Your word is gold. It's a back-to-basics approach to financial matters. Common sense. Simple, but very effective. People's State Bank. Member FDIC. It just makes sense.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located along James Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois, has added hot beverages and gourmet coffees to its array of beverages. Now you can enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americano, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas on the go. Flavor add-ins are available for any beverage on the Sip It menu. Enjoy the comfort of your toasty warm vehicle on a cold winter day and place your drive-through order at Sip It Beverages and Bites, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Welcome back as the Edwards County Lions take this one 68-56 over the Salukis. I'll go ahead and send it over to Rob for some post-game stats, and we'll talk some basketball.
Well, I don't say the game was decided at the end of the first quarter, but Edwards County led by 8 at the end of the first quarter, 18-10. They led by 10 at the half, 33-23, 9 after three quarters, 44-35, and they went up by 12, 68-56. So that margin, every time Red Hill got within 4 or 5 or 6, Edwards County came up with a big basket, especially a 3. And so they couldn't get any closer than that. Edwards County, they were 7 of 13 on 3s in the first half. I don't have their second half totals, but they hit 3 of them during the fourth quarter. They shot 9 out of 12 in the fourth quarter. And I think 22 of 39 for the game. Red Hill 20 of 44. Leading scorer for Edwards County was Justin Wallace, who had 23. Cade Schnicker had 17. Camden Cowger, 13. And Marty Schmittler had 10. So four players in double figures for Red Hill. Drew Moore had 20. Chase Murray, 12. 7 points apiece for Corbin Shoulders, all in the fourth quarter. Landon Ray had 7. 3 for Parker Havel, 2 for Mitchell Nash, and 2 for Drake Allen. Salukis had 19 turnovers to 18 for Edwards County, and Red Hill was out-rebounded. I had 23-19, but they had several offensive rebounds for Edwards County and get some putbacks there, and then they were able to withstand any kind of surge that the Salukis had there in the third and fourth quarter when they got within, I think it was 47-40 there in the fourth quarter. They got back within 57-50, and the next thing you knew, they was up to 63-50, so, you know, they just could not get over the hump as far as getting it down to where it could be anybody's game.
No, they hit a couple of crucial shots there, a couple of good threes, and then Moore came down there a couple of times, pulled up from just inside the arc line and hit some nice shots. And I mean, it was a good basketball game, I'll say that, but they just couldn't make it over that hump.
Yeah, they got within, I think it was
4 at one point.
They got down to 4. I know one time it was the fourth, third quarter, it was 46-41. But they were down 9 going into the quarter and got within 7, I think 57-50. It was the last time. And so, you know, just where you can go with it. And they weren't able to do that. And Edwards County, 13 of 19 from the free throw line, but only 3 of 7 in the fourth quarter. But they had a big enough lead, which they were able to survive having free throws that quarter missing.
All right, let's look at your post-game stats. We'll go ahead and send it back to the studio for a couple of quick commercials and be right back with the player of the game, sub of the game, and coach's interview right here on The Legend.
Best Way Express has the keys to your new career.
Call 833-BESTWAY today.
Class A CDL drivers looking for a company that will appreciate and respect you, all while making sure you get the money and home time you desire. Best Way Express is the company for you.
Call 833-BESTWAY today.
Best Way Express has a great benefits package
with paid vacation,
paid holidays,
and 401k.
Call 833-BESTWAY now to get the keys to your new career today.
Umbrella Federal Credit Union, Lawrence County's member-owned, not-for-profit financial institution. Not owned by a big corporation, that means lower rates and fees for you. When you're a member, you're a part owner, not just a customer, and your money stays in Lawrence County. Umbrella Federal Credit Union can offer a better way to do your banking. Umbrella Federal Credit Union, next to Walmart in Lawrenceville. 618-943-2913. Membership eligibility required. Member NCUA.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
Welcome back. Where the Salukis fall to the Edwards County Lions 68-56. We'll go ahead now and pick out the player of the game and sub of the game, brought to you by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital and Amaral Federal Credit Union. Tonight we're going to go with Chase Murray for player of the game, as he had how many?
I had him 12 points, several steals, especially early. Had a good ball game.
And there in the first half, there wasn't a possession. He wasn't all over the court touching the ball, and he had a couple of good steals and had some really nice fast breaks to get him a couple of points. And I'll go ahead and let you call the sub of the game.
We decided, even though it was starting, Corbin Shoulders came up with 7 points in the ballgame all the fourth quarter, trying to keep the Salukis back into it. So we'll go with him as the sub of the game.
So Salukis fall here on senior night 68-56 once again. But well-fought game. Everybody played hard to the last second, as we are awaiting Coach Havel, and he is coming, so I'll turn it over to him.
Yeah, Brian, it was a tough game. It seemed like every time you got close, they hit a big basket.
Yeah, boy, we didn't play very well tonight. We just really looked out of sync offensively, and I don't know. I don't have the answers to explain why. I mean, we looked like we hadn't played basketball in 2 or 3 weeks, just in every kid out there. You know, we weren't reading each other very well. We were sloppy with passes. We weren't catching passes. Just really clumsy. And, you know, you're right, though. In the second half, you know, we let them get out of the gates and get a big lead. Second half, you know, I know one occasion we were down 7, and then they come back and hit a couple buckets and pushed it back 12. Then we did get it down 6, and we could never get the big stop to get it any lower than that. And they would hit a 3, and boy, they hit a lot of threes. I think we had them for around 11 or something.
I had 7 of 13 the first half.
Yeah.
And they hit in the second half. They had had 3 in the fourth quarter, so must have hit about 11, yeah.
Yeah. So, and, you know, those were backbreakers. But we, like I said, we didn't play well, and it hurt us not having Andy out there today. You know, we're thin on that back line, and they bring some thick kids in. They start some thick kids, and we had matchup issues across the board, but, you know, we've had those before. But not having that depth with Andy, it did hurt. And we tried to go small there late, trying to pressure up, to try to turn the game around. But, you know, you'd get something, and then you'd give up something. Yeah. So I don't know.
And I thought Chase had a nice ball game. He had three or four steals there early in the ball game. Ended up with 12 points and really had a, you know, fairly solid game for you.
Yeah, he did. He played well. And even, you know, we had some just uncharacteristic turnovers tonight that we haven't had probably all year. So I don't know. I told the kids, I said, you know, we were guaranteed one more home game, you know, the seniors, and technically that's your last game here. So I said, let's just call Friday senior night. And that's going to be a difficult game. Florida's healthy. They're playing well. And, you know, we're going to play a lot better than we did tonight. But, you know, we'll see. They're high school kids. And I've yet to figure out what makes kids come out and play better some nights and not as well on other nights. So maybe it'll be a night we come out and play well.
And hopefully, I may not have Andy back by Friday night, but hopefully maybe he'll have him back by the regional.
Yeah, we hope to. We'll just have to wait and see.
We'll see you Friday night.
All right, thank you.
For this Salukis coach, Brian Havel. Salukis losing tonight to the Edwards County Lions here at Bridgeport by a score of 68-56. Red Hill falls to 11-14 on the season. I believe Edwards County is 11-15. So these two teams are in regionals, but Edwards County is at Fairfield and Red Hill is at Lawrenceville, so they won't be meeting each other in a regional. A lot of times they did in Class 1A, but now they're both 2A, so but they're not going to see each other unless something strange would happen.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah, that'd be crazy. But that'll just about do it here for us tonight. Again, Saluki's fall to the Edwards County Lions, 68-56. For everybody, Dennis pulling back at the studio, twisting the knobs and turning the dials.
And this is, I guess, our last broadcast together. So
unless something else happens,
right,
it will be the last one, I believe. So it's been a pleasure, Rob. And
enjoyed it very much.
And for Rob McKinley, I'm Ryan Seed saying so long.
You've been listening to Red Hill Saluki basketball action on 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, The Legend. A DLC Media sports presentation. Brought to you by Wabash Valley Services, Wabash General Hospital, Best Way Express, Jay's Hilltop Grill, People's State Bank, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI-TV10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Larry Bob's Pizza, Casey State Bank, Rucker's Candy, and Leggett Lumber. Hear Red Hill basketball action all season long on The Legend.
The largest country music library in the Wabash Valley. WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes. Classic Country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM. The Legend.